I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Out to the Middle East on a big whistle-stop tour to try and raise funds, and they managed it, and it was wrapped up pretty quickly between Abu Dhabi and Qatar. They came in with just over about £7 billion back then, which was enough to sort of give Barclays the lifeline they needed. It was a pretty controversial deal. It very quickly descended into an almost full-blown investor revolt.
Yes, because UK investors that had been up till then Barclays' biggest shareholders felt they'd been kind of frozen out of a deal, although Barclays' version of events was that they'd already signalled that they weren't prepared to inject that kind of money.
Exactly. And they were also, there was an element of relief, obviously, that they didn't require state support. But I think, investors were pretty annoyed at the time that the terms had been too generous for these new investors, that they weren't able to participate. And actually, it has proved a very good deal for Sheikh Mansour.
Yes, because it was about $3.5 billion, wasn't it, that got invested in the first place?
Yeah.
And it was the investment, as with the Qatari investment, I think, was not simply one that was invested in the shares of Barclays, but they also had these warrants attached, which made it a pretty lucrative deal. These were essentially free